Addressing flag-waving supporters in Tehran's Azadi Square, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has called for people to vote rather than resort to violence when it comes to differences of opinion. The crowds were celebrating the anniversary of the overthrowing of the US-backed Iranian Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi in 1979. Just weeks ago, Iran was rocked by anti-government protests across the country, in which dozens died and thousands more were arrested. President Rouhani said political unity is the only way forward.
When we have differences over a couple of issues or when political factions have different views, there is no reason to fight or chant slogans. The ballot box is the answer.
Though he didn't directly reference recent Israeli airstrikes in Syria, the president made it clear he was unhappy with recent military action in the country. Iran is backing Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's forces in the now 7-year-long war, in opposition to a US-led coalition. Israel has admitted carrying out at least 100 clandestine strikes in Syria since 2011. Those on Saturday against Iranian and Syrian forces were the most intense yet. President Rouhani accused the nations of attempting to carve up the Middle East.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
They wanted to divide Iraq. They wanted to destroy the unity of Iraq. They wanted to create long-term chaos in Lebanon and transform Lebanon into a center for war and divisions. But the vigilance of the people of Lebanon, the support of the friendly countries, nullified the conspiracy of the US and Zionism in this region.
The US, which considers Iran a threat to regional stability, has agreed to work with Israel, an Iranian rival, Saudi Arabia, in order to keep the Islamic Republic in check. Demonstrators at Sunday's anniversary celebration burned American and Israeli flags, as well as images of US President Donald Trump, who's consistently criticized a nuclear deal with world powers over Iran's nuclear program. The US, together with Russia, which also supports President Assad in the conflict, have called for calm. Ahmad Majidia, director of the Iran Observed Project at the Middle East Institute in Washington, has told Al Jazeera Iran is a powerful force in the region.
That effort to expand its influence across the region has come at the expense of regional stability. You did mention about Syria. We've seen that the Iranian regime has been propping up the Assad regime, which has caused a lot of destruction. And similarly, Iran has been supporting Hezbollah in Lebanon and also have been supporting some Shiite militia groups in Iraq, which has been the source of a lot of stability and sectarianism in the region.
The Syrian army claims to have brought down an Israeli F-16 aircraft over the weekend after Israeli forces reportedly shot down an Iranian drone which entered its airspace. Despite both sides hinting at their aversion to future conflict, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was resolute in televised remarks made to his cabinet.
Yesterday we landed hard blows on the forces of Iran and Syria. We made unequivocally clear to everyone that our modus operandi has not changed one jot. We will continue to hit back for every attempt to harm us, for any blow inflicted on us. This has been our policy and this will remain our policy.
Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.